it's easy to let things slide. And most people don't have a real, real high level of accountability. I think those are the stars. I think you're talking about the elite, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Wayne Gretzky. You know, there's very few of those. That's why those are the superstars. You know, Kobe Bryant worked out at 4 o'clock in the morning, like full-blown workouts. And people will be going out to the clubs, and he's going to the gym.
That's so funny you say that, because for years I had season tickets for the Giants, San Francisco Giants, and I sat very close. And the one gal that sat next to me was Barry's ex-wife, Liz Mons. And I asked her, I said, you know, how does Barry deal with the off-season? What do you mean off-season? He takes a few days off, and he's already back in the gym. And then the same thing with Jerry told me, Jerry Rice, first one to practice, last one to leave. There's something inside, but you said humanity gets in the way.
Yeah, we're all human beings. You know, we get shiny objects. You have success, and all of a sudden there's more demands on you. There's more people coming at you, whether it's endorsers, fans, opportunities. Now, how do you say no? Do you have the discipline to say no? Michael Jordan, who I was blessed to play with, when he was in the NBA and he's at his height, he was doing a filming of one of the Disney movies out in L.A. Well, he had them, the studio, build him a gym. And at night, they would play pickup games and some of the best players in the area. So he would continue to work on his craft. He understood that all these things came to him because of his performance on the court.
What are some of the commonalities you found between all of those winning cultures you got to be part of, from UNC as a player to Notre Dame, UNC is at the leadership level and everywhere else? Like, what are some of the things that you saw were common traits?
I think care factor is something that I talk about a lot, and it hit me when I was working for the Indiana Pacers. I was sitting behind the bench at a game in Charlotte, and the Pacers were playing. I live in the Charlotte area, so I'm at the game, and we're down like 30 at halftime. The coach at that time was probably making, let's say, $3 million a year. A lot of money. But the worst player in the team was making like $3 million a year, and the best player is making like $20 million a year at that time. And they probably have a game the next night or the two nights later in like Detroit or Milwaukee. And this is like January. It's cold. Why are they going to want to come back and win this basketball game? Is the coach going to try to push them? Or do they have a personal pride? Do they have a personal care factor? What is their care factor? And can you rank that? Well, it's subjective, but their behaviors, right? Did they show up early to practice? Did they show up late? What would their high school coach say about them? You know, I mean, you are what you are. Like in high school, if you were the first one to practice and you played hard and you were a good teammate, you probably played hard and showed up early and are a good teammate now. It's very few that totally flip the switch. So care factor, chemistry is important because you can have too many alphas, right? So I think chemistry, and then don't underestimate the level of IQ, intelligence. Just, are they smart people? And I'm not necessarily always talking about like rocket science. I'm talking about like resourceful. Are you resourceful? Are you smart? Can you figure it out? Because inevitably, we're going to put you in the field and there's going to be something that pops up that we can't train for. The defense, Coach Smith would always say, the defense doesn't always cooperate. So you have a salesperson that's going out to the field and they're calling on somebody and you've given them the different scenarios, but all of a sudden there's a scenario pops up that you've never trained for. Are they resourceful enough to figure it out? Do they have emotional intelligence? Are they aware? Can they say, oh, okay, we got to pivot here. This is something new.